now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Oh, yeah! And as you well know, I was trendy before I realised I was retarded.
Oh, Ballack!
It's good the fact that Liverpool haven't won everything in sight, to start off with.
Crunch.
How can you talk to me about something you know nout about?
I don't know where information comes from.
Yeah, it's not that bloody funny when you're retarded.
Yeah, why do you look at me?
Boy!
Welcome, everybody, to the Ash and Al Premier League and FA Cup special this week, Al. Because
Premier League and FA Cup special.
Otherwise, we'd only have a 5-minute podcast.
Yeah, we've got four games from the Premier League.
And four from the FA... Well, three from the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Because it's currently about half an hour before kick-off on the final game on Sunday, which is, of course, Chelsea against...
Leicester
City.
At Fratton Park, isn't it?
At Filbert Street.
Filbert Street. We'll play at Fratton Park.
Portsmouth. last two Premier League champions.
Tell you why Fratton Park came to mind, because I played Portsmouth the other day on...
On FIFA?
FIFA, and I was wondering if Fratton Park was still on a... I had him
on FIFA,
Riverside.
Yeah.
Is it still on the Fratton
I'm
Park?
I'm sure it is, because they were going to do a real stadium, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they've done that, because one of the series editors or something...
Died, and he was a Portsmouth fan, right?
Pompey boy.
Died of cancer, didn't he, or something?
Oh, lovely. Cheery way to start the show here, Al. Anyway, before we get into the football, Al, let's have a chat, because, we're more than just football on this podcast, son.
We're more than football, son.
What have you been up to this week, Al?
What have you been up to? Well, I did have a story to tell, but I totally forgot. Well, I braved the coldy conditions.
Brave the weather, didn't
you? The fucking snow here in Swansea.
We've had it today.
Swear to God, I thought I was in... Game of Thrones, son. I swear to God, I saw a White Walker.
Yeah.
And a nice dragon.
It was me without the hat on, son. That was. Excuse me, dear. No, I haven't been up to it. Went to see Peter Rabbit today, Al. Big Easter film,
he's
of
right?
course. He's all right, son. He's doing well. But we all went as a family, Al.
How much family. Cost you?
Well, lucky enough, Al. Club card points, son. Tesco club card points. So it did cost me £16 in nachos. Not going to lie, Al. Ooh, dribbling. Ooh, down my chin. Nachos. But all morning then, the missus said, are you going to share the nachos? We get one large nachos. And she said, no. I have nachos to myself. I have a large nachos to myself.
Yeah, you deserve it. You were fucking hard, son.
Fucking right, son. Yeah. Three dips. All cheese.
And
don't mess about with nothing else. No peppers on there. Because, I blow up like a balloon, son.
Yeah.
We'll just share. Just get a large one and we'll share. She said, no. She doesn't often come, see, with me and the little one. So she doesn't know the rules.
Same with me, see.
Doesn't know the rules, Al.
The mum doesn't usually come when me and my little girl do stuff.
She doesn't know the rules.
Exactly, we've got rules.
Exactly,
it's tradition,
son. Exactly.
Boom.
Don't get me wrong, first time we went, me and the little one, I got the nachos, and I did offer the little one. I said, do you want a nacho? So she had two. She didn't like them. Right, we've established you don't like them. You will never have one off me again.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Simple.
But obviously she's waded in today and said, I only want 4 or 5. I said, no, you're messing up the whole nacho to cheese dip ratio there. I'm going to be left short either way.
Yeah.
You can't do it. I'll buy you your own small one. I said, I'll treat you here now, love. I don't often do it, but I'll treat you. So I had to buy her own fucking small nachos. And she hardly fucking touched them out.
Did you do, didn't he?
And I said, oh, do you want them? So I was a bit full for my large nachos.
Yeah.
But I had a go.
Yeah.
But then by the time she, waded through 5 or 6 and given to me, the dip was cold. It's not for me then, sir. Need a warm dip. You know what I mean?
See, I don't eat nachos or I don't have anything like that.
You don't, that? You don't, sir.
But when I used to, I fucking enjoyed that. I used to, but I always get the problem then. Too much cheese sauce left.
Yeah.
It's like fucking hell.
Fingers in there, son.
I got two nachos left and I got fucking a pound of cheese.
Fingers in, son. Just make sure you pick up napkins before you go in, son. Because you will make a fucking mess.
Bella, I do. If I'm not buying anything in the food stand.
Yeah.
I got a handful of napkins.
Because you make a mess, son. You think, oh, fuck. And they're gone before the trailer start, let's be honest. They're gone. They're done and dusted, son. In the belly. And then you think, fuck. And then you're sitting in the dark thinking, fuck, I'm going to look a right mess when I go in that day. When the lights are on. People look at me, looking at me.
See, I went last Saturday. I went to see Early Man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, fucking hell. That's what I'll take. Yeah, go on, babe. We'll go to see Early Man, is it? Because we watched the trailer the other day. And you know me, I'm a massive fan of Aardman animation.
Yeah.
So we went there. It was only fucking £10 ticket.
Was it?
I said, what the fuck's going on? But she went to the toilet. I'm standing outside the toilet waiting for her. I turned around looking at the Pick a Mix.
Oh, yeah.
£5.15 for a medium-sized cup of Pick a Mix.
You're laughing, you?
And what was it? It's £1.95 per 100 grams in a bag.
Bloody hell.
But they don't have fucking weighing skills.
Oh, is it?
I was like, fucking £5.15 for a medium cup.
Oh, disgusting.
Robbing bastard. Then I turned around there and they got the stand there with the pouches or the Kit Kat.
Yeah, Maltese and all that.
What was it? £3.50?
For one pack.
For one pack. B&M's has just opened further down, isn't it?
Yeah.
£1.
Pound from the same bag.
Or you can buy two bags for £5.50.
Of course you're going to do that. Yeah,
of course. I'm like, back off.
Oh, should it snow? If we didn't have the club card points, it would have been, I think, £12.50 for me and the missus, and like £10.50 for the little one.
Yeah. New film as well, isn't it? Brand new film.
Yeah, exactly.
They charge more. I know Early Man's been up for a couple of weeks, but that's a bit surprising.
It's disgusting. But and then to top it all, was not only did they have to buy her own little nacho set, you know, it was a classic combo, son.
Yeah.
Small nacho or medium nachos.
£8 now, isn't it?
And a drink for £8.
Yeah.
Now I had the deluxe, Al.
That's ripped off there, isn't it?
Which was, the deluxe was £8.50. Large nachos and large drink.
Yeah.
Now what happens halfway through, she's run out of fucking drink, she's into mine, isn't she? I said, oh, you fella love, 50p extra, you could have had one of these. And you're turning around to take my drink now? Oh, she's ruined by experience.
Fucking slapped her,
I did, Al. But we enjoyed the film. Is the moral of the story. We had
£8.50, that's a rip-off.
Oh, it's disgusting. Good family.
That's in where we live. I think like in London is more expensive.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Fucking hell, it's terrible. Well, when we went there, I bought a Easter egg the day before. Only £1. Button, what's it called? Cadbury's button one.
Yeah.
So she took half of that, her buttons. I got microwave popcorn. Made a bag of microwave popcorn.
Boom.
The day before, she fucking loves Iron Brew, my little girl.
Nice.
She can't get enough of it.
Iron Brew.
So the other day, one of me being I bought two little bottles, 29p.
Bargain.
So I filled it up, filled her beaker up. She was fucking happy as Larry.
Fucking
happy. Sitting there, Iron Brew.
Bouncing off the walls now, by
sugar-free ones, I
bought. Oh, you take care of her, there's one.
Sugar-free, yeah. Oh, but, I know she's fucking like that. Right, fucking raven.
But no, like I said, you're allowed to take your own foot. We will get onto the football in very soon, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, not a lot to talk about, but they've made new rules now. You know, you don't have to hide it. You can just take it in. Like certain things you can't, but like alcohol, blah blah.
I tell you what, son, they try fucking stopping me taking my food in.
Exactly.
Now, see, back in the day when I used to go with my dad and my sisters, we used to go to like pasty shop like Greg's or not Greg's, like Mumbles, Davis and Mumbles or whatever.
Davis.
Yeah, Mavis Davis and all that. We used to have a bag of pasties and eat them. And
Sweetmans, what are the Sweetmans?
Sweetmans, yeah.
They
went bust.
Did they?
It used to be one by the quadrant.
They used to do nice sausage rolls. Better than Greg's.
It was Sweetmans we used to go. Thank you very much for reminding me.
Sweetmans.
Yeah, so little pasties and cans of and
cheap
swaps, because back in the day, ladies and gentlemen, where the Odeon used to be, there used to be Hypervan.
Right there, son, next door.
Hypervan is fucking amazing.
It's huge, it was.
No, sir, probably the English people don't know what Hypervan is. Because I think it's an English base, Welsh base.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the cheapest shop you can find, basically.
I do believe there's still one going up in Barry Island.
Is it really still one? The last one?
I think that's where it originated from.
The last remaining
one in Barry Island.
Fantastic. Yeah. We'll have to go on a road trip, sir.
It's kind of like a cheaper version of B&M's, isn't it? Basically, it was,
If you can get cheaper than B&M's, that's what it is, exactly.
It weren't as cheap as a pound shop.
No.
But it was wasn't expensive as a B&M.
No.
It was like in between.
It was in the middle. Yeah.
We went over there once. The old one. Up in...
Oh, Lance Hamlet, is it?
Lance Hamlet, that's it. When I first passed my driving test, and we walked in there, and you said, amazing guy, can you remember it?
Oh, God.
We walked past...
I've seen so many hours.
We walked past massive canvases of Disney characters, and it was Winnie the Pooh, and he shouted it out in the middle shop, that's a big Pooh.
Sounds like...
Yeah, we just carried on walking nonchalant.
Nonchalant, what a word, Al. Hey, oh, hey. He's pulled that out of the bags. I love that. But, yeah, enjoyed the film we did.
Right, let's crack home.
I tell you what, son, not the first time me and the missus have enjoyed a rabbit this weekend, you know what I mean? anyway, let's crack on to football. Premier League football, ladies and gentlemen. Run through the games. The mighty Bournemouth. 2-1 winners against West Brom. Al Wankers Barcelona.
You know what? I thought West Brom was going to win.
Well, 1-0 up for a good while. And what do we say?
Let me get the kazoo,
ready for half time.
Let me tune that first, Al.
Well, see? Oh, Dodge your one. It's out. That's what you want, son. Tip top. We're back on it. Exactly what we said, discussed, I think it was last week, Al, about Bournemouth. Last 15 minutes is when they score their goals.
Yeah.
Nearly, well, most games, you're guaranteed a goal off in the last 15 minutes. And that's what he did, West Brom. J. Rodriguez put him 1-0 up just after half-time. Looked like they were going to hold on. Hold on, like you said, it looked like Pardew away when he really needed.
Hold on for one more game.
But then, well, after the 77th minute, Jordan Ibe with, doesn't get many.
Yeah.
But he gets him level Bournemouth and Junior Stanislav with a winner. In the last few minutes.
Is that the
minutes.
Same Stanislav from Game of Thrones?
From Game of Thrones, I don't know, son. I'm only 6 episodes in, son. Game of Thrones. So, is he in the first 6 episodes?
No.
Well, I don't fucking know him. I'm going to say no, Al. But I'm not 100%.
Is that Zolan, is that Matt Target?
Matty Elliott, man.
Matty Elliott.
Yeah, so, huge win for Bournemouth on that. You would think would see him.
Doesn't that look like?
Who are we looking at?
Roy Brydon and what's his name from the Happy Mondays?
Sean Ryder
and Roy Brydon.
Maybe this BBC in it. They're BBC, aren't they?
Yeah.
But who knows? We're Bournemouth now up to 10th now. Al, 36 points. You'd say that's them. Pretty much safe for the season.
They need, I would say, 3 more points.
Three more points,
40 points is always safe. Yeah,
magic marker.
What do you think, you look at West Brom, bottom of the league, 20th points.
Gone, isn't he?
They're gone.
There you go.
We think about Everton are on 9th with 40 points. So if Bournemouth gets another, if they get another 4 points, boost, they're safe.
Exactly.
Same with Watford.
Exactly. But huge hats off, because I thought Bournemouth would really struggle this season,
yeah.
And it looks like they're almost safe, as we said. Huge respect to Eddie Howe. Still, they'll always have defensive problems, really, because of the way they play, or just the players who are back there. You know, they get a solid defensive unit. They'll be, you know, around about that mid table every season.
Fucking hell, because Suit could turn with a fucking steam guy.
Gary Lineker, son. Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? Loves it.
Oh, it's Leicester boys, isn't it?
Last two champions, of course, aren't they, of England?
Oh, yeah, of course they are, yeah.
Playing one another. But West Brom, as we said, struggling. They're going to go down, without a doubt. And the same old chat with them. What's happening with Pardew? Is he going to go? Is he going to stay in it?
Fucking no job, he's still there.
Well,
of course, we got this week we had Pellegrino.
Pellegrino gone from the Saints.
Yeah, from Southampton. Yeah. Mark Hughes replacing him.
Sparky's in there, son. Sparky's in there.
Do you know what? I would fucking love it. Love it. If Stoke get relegated and Mark Hughes saves Southampton.
They do him out by a point.
By a point.
Goal
yeah.
difference.
Being so they're both in the relegation zone. Yeah. And Southampton, last game of day of the season. They just fucking nudge it and sense it stoked up. Won't be fucking karma.
But as you said, his surprise is not gone. There's rumours they're basically just keeping him on to the end of the season.
They're down in it. There's no one they can bring in.
No.
To save them because they, I don't think they got enough.
No.
There's eight games left for them.
Yeah.
So that's 18 points, is it?
There's no chance they're not going to turn it around with the form they're on, whoever comes in. But like we said, I mean, you know, we don't want to go over yourself, but like we said last week, if they're just keeping them on at the end of the season until they change their manager, absolutely pointless. Yeah. If they've got someone in mind or in place, get them in now, get them in to know the players, figure out, you know, like, who's going to be with me next season. And they can, you know, they work out, they can put their plans together rather than looking from the outside of the club in and thinking, right, well, you know, what, you know, he looks like a good player, looks like he's giving his all, but what is he really like? You know what I mean? Getting to know him. So you can't see him staying there. The fans don't want him in.
21 points.
21
left
points.
Left for them. Seven games left for them.
Yeah.
So
but.
What a sad thing. Only seven games left the season.
I know, sir. I know. So only. One or two more podcasts for us, probably.
Maybe one.
It's a few weeks, like, as we do.
Well, we won't be here in 2 weeks, because it's Easter.
Easter, of course.
We won't be here for the Easter one.
No, we'll have a week off, son.
Yeah, well.
We're not slaves, son. We don't get paid for this shit.
No.
You know what I mean, son?
Well, we can't really do it, because we've got family commitments. We've got
family commitments.
Because we both cooked the Sunday dinners.
Yeah, exactly, son. Yeah. Exactly. But as we said, great stuff for Bournemouth. It's their usual game for them. They play and then that last.
Is he new? Is he
so? Yeah, I think he's Korean. I think
Portuguese, isn't he?
Portuguese. So. He used to play for Liverpool, I think. Yeah. But yeah, usual story as you said. They play solid enough, and that last 15-20 minutes, they just seem to up it a gear and really go for the goals. And obviously, they've scored two again to turn it around. So we move on now to a big game, Huddersfield Town, at the John Smith Stadium, Crystal Palace, 6-2 past them to take the 3 points, James Tompkins.
Palace out of the relegation zone.
They are, and with the first half goal, and Luka Milojevic, who's deadly from the spot now, he's always on a pen, isn't he?
Do you know what? It must be the name.
It must be.
Because what's his name?
You're thinking of
Mihailovic. From Inter Milan.
Yeah. He was on. What a free kick.
He can fucking bend it. Oh.
Oof.
He can bend it in the top corner.
Oof. I can't remember who he was playing.
Playing against. Mihailovic.
Yeah.
He's the manager now. Who is he the manager of somewhere?
He died, or he scored a hat trick of free kicks in one game, and I can't remember.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
And each one was just. Bang, like, you know.
That's when the Serie A was Serie A. Serie A, what was this? Calcino, huh?
Calcione? Milk A?
Calcio,
I don't know what it means.
Calcione,
Yeah, Calcione.
Sponsored by Cravendale.
Hey, oh, knock it, sir. It's the only stuff I drink.
I know you do, sir.
Oh, beautiful. It's one thing I ask, right? I don't care. I'll eat anything and drink most things. But it's three things I have when I go shopping. Yorkshire tea, Al.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yorkshire.
Cravendale milk and clover butter. That's the three things I say to her. I say, I want them. I don't care what else you buy. That's all I want.
Forgot I got real milk in the fridge. Today.
Oh, you can give me real milk,
I'll give you my soya milk. Sorry, man.
Absolutely terrible. But yes, Huddersfield at home as well. They're usually pretty solid at home. Huge win for Roy and the boys. Dave Wagner, huge win. I mean, Huddersfield continuing to drop and getting dragged right.
Only a point above Palace.
Only a point, see. But that is such. I mean, Palace have been on a. I think they lost four in a row, first time under Hodgson this season.
Yeah.
So they've been on a real bad run. And to pull that out away from home, absolutely fantastic result. And what are they up to now? 18th? 17th, is it? 18th, is it?
Palace, yeah,
18th. 18th, 17th, out of the relegation.
16th, sorry.
They're up to 16th. There we go. So, I mean, that's vital. It's a good result for other teams around the bottom.
Yeah.
Because Palace, whether they won or not, were always going to be in it. Huddersfield, if they won, they would have put a little bit of a breathing space between them and teams below them. But they've been dragged back a little bit more again. So it's opening up this relegation battle now, isn't it?
Definitely going to the end.
We want the last game decided, man. Exciting Sunday, man. Obviously, the league's wrapped up. The top four, I think, is going to be wrapped up pretty soon.
Yeah, I think the top four is
what it's going to be now. You know, there's a six-point gap, isn't there?
I reckon this is going to be Man City, obviously.
Yeah.
United second, Tottenham third, Liverpool fourth. I reckon at the moment is Liverpool third, Tottenham fourth. I think
I can see Liverpool getting second. See, I can see Man U coming fourth. On current form, because Tottenham, obviously Man United as well. You know, they've both gone out of Europe now. So, but Tottenham.
I say Liverpool still in, see.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a disappointing draw, isn't it?
But you know, it'll be an exciting game. That'll be something, you know, exciting to watch. Guaranteed an English team in the semi-finals is another good thing. But yeah, you know, you want them to stay apart and try and get through as far as possible. But I just think Liverpool, they seem to, it doesn't matter how many games they have, they seem to score and play the same way. Whereas Tottenham, I mean, they really hit their form in the league a bit more on the Charity League break.
Harry Kane's out till April, so that's going to affect them.
But I think they'll push on. Tottenham, Man United, I mean, the way he plays, they just will win games.
Well, we know Chelsea's going to finish fifth.
Yeah.
Arsenal's going to get fifth.
No, you wouldn't have thought so. They've got Europe as well, so they...
Yeah, Arsenal need to win that the Europa League, don't they?
Exactly. He's going to be looking at that and thinking, this is our best chance, we have to go for it.
Like Man United
last season. And that's... Have you seen that rule? Aubameyang can't play in the Europa League?
Is it because...
Absolutely stupid.
Is it because he played for Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League?
No. If that didn't matter, it's because Borussia Dortmund has dropped down into the Europa League. He didn't play.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but he didn't play for Dortmund in the Europa League.
Yeah, that's...
But because they've dropped down into it...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the other day, I think.
But how stupid...
Played in Europe this season for Dortmund. It is stupid.
But if Dortmund stayed in the Champions League, he could play in the Europa League for Arsenal.
Are they out now, they Dortmund?
The most... they're gone now. But what a stupid fucking rule. Absolutely stupid. And the same with, what's his name? Bring me Mkhitaryan. He's going to wear number 77.
Why?
Because he's worn number 7 for Man United in a European competition this year.
Fucking stupid.
This season. I mean, come on. It's like they fucking make it up as they go along.
It's like petty, isn't it? It's like fucking
come on, isn't it? It's the most stupid thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are we talking about then? I don't know. So.
Palace,
that's right. Huge win for Roy and the boys, as you say, away from home. Fantastic, and see now if they can get a run going. We'll have to. I don't know the fixtures next week, Al. I'm not sure.
I'll find out those time.
You're gonna find out, do you, sir?
I'm going there. I think
have a look at it. I think they got Liverpool. I'm not too sure.
I'll find out on the big old
video printer, sir.
On the video printer, no. Fuck shot.
Oh no, we got the internationals next week. It'll be the week after.
We haven't got a podcast next week.
No, we're off next week.
Fucking hell,
man. With 2 weeks.
Jesus. It's not our fault this week. It usually is.
But while you're doing that, let's have a look at the next game quickly. Stoke City 1, Everton 2. Everton picking up a bit of form again now. Senk Toussaint scoring for fun.
League One podcast.
Well, of course, check out, as we said before, check out V2 Football. The 72 show was back this week.
Oh, that's some good plug.
Good plug. It's like we fucking work this out. But yeah, Stoke, down to 10 men. Charlie Adam, vicious player he is.
I
didn't see a tattoo. He's just a vicious player now. The tattoos he's put in all his career. A dangerous player.
I like him.
He's on the Iron Brew.
Yeah, I've always liked him.
He's a good looking boy, I tell you that now, son.
You know, I always thought he was a player you need in his team.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just to give you a little bit of oomph.
No.
Yeah, you know, knock out the red cards, you know. But,
I don't know.
I usually sign him on FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie playing my reserves. Playing my FA Cup and League Cup teams.
But yeah, he got sent off after half an hour for Stoke, so that put him up against it. Second half was all the goals then, as we said, Senk Toussaint, or Tossin, whatever you want to fucking say. Put him 1-0 up, but they actually come back and equalise there, showing a bit of fighting spirit under Paul Lambert, the Norwich scumbag. Chupo Moting with the equaliser. But then that man Tossin,
yeah, he's getting in his groove now.
He's getting his goals now, he's finding his form, he's finding his feet. Walcott with an assist as well, he's finding his feet there, helping the team in an attacking sense. And that's them on 40 points, that's them safe. Which we always knew. I know they they lost a bit of form. The last month or two, but they're always going to be safe. And
doesn't look like it for Stoke though.
No, they look like they're going to go.
No, as an Englishman, son.
As an Englishman,
are you?
I don't sound like it, but I am. Ladies
are you confident?
Am I confident?
Going in the World Cup with the goalkeepers.
In the World Cup,
you got to take. Batland is learning fucking everything.
Yeah.
Joe Hart, he's just invisible. Pickford is shite. The best keeper's injured. He's done.
See, it's a shame because England, you look down the years, last 30 years, they've always had top quality goalkeepers. Quality keepers. Not world class, but like I said, solid. And top quality, you know what I mean? Especially in the 90s, you know, in the 90s, the same as goalkeepers and strikers,
yeah,
they just had fucking too many, they were coming out of their fucking ears, you know what I mean? You had Seaman, Flowers, Martin,
Walker,
Ian Walker, Woods, of course, and then obviously you had all the strikers.
Shelton in the early 90s.
Yeah, so, but you look at it now, the standards have gone so downhill, you just wonder why can it dip so much that you haven't got that just one standout keeper? Obviously, Joe Hart has been it for years. You wonder, his confidence has dropped big time in the last couple of years, the way he's been dealt with in Man City. Does make you question sometimes his quality. How much was that City defence protecting him?
That's the thing, okay? The four teams, you got West Brom, Stoke, Southampton, West Ham, all got England goalkeepers. You got West Brom, Foster. Stoke, you got Butland. Southampton, you got two, McCarthy and Fraser Forster.
That's right, yeah.
And obviously, you got West Ham, Joe Hart, obviously, he's not playing.
But you look at that as well and you think, well, you know, to a certain extent, you know, Courtois, his form's dipped recently, but, you know, take De Gea, David, have a De Gea, or whatever. You know what I mean? You chuck him in a struggling side. And he'll let in goals because their defence just isn't as good, isn't as compact, isn't as well organised, isn't as quick as
you won't concede as much, I would think.
No, it's absolutely true.
Like Butland or Part or
But you know, they get the stuff. You know, they get the headlines, for instance, because you know, in a big game or not even in a big game, Man United playing Stoke, for instance, would say, right? You know, how many times you might have to make one good save in 90 minutes. Whereas in a Stoke side or Southampton side or West Brom side this season, you've got to produce 8-9 good saves maybe. And you know, however good your keeper is, you can't always do that every game, week in, week out. So to a certain extent, yes, you think, you know, they're conceding goals. They're obviously not there. But then you've got to think, well, would you rather have a goalkeeper who is absolutely, you know his concentration is there in 90 minutes because he's expecting to be bombarded sometimes and he's going to be on it, you know what I mean, wiser, rather than, you know, a keeper in a top side who has to try and keep their concentration going when absolutely nothing is happening. No, the ball isn't coming near them for, you know, 10, 15 minutes at a time sometimes. You know, it's hard to say, isn't it? I mean, they're good keepers. They're just not what England have had in the past at all. Like
Nick Pope,
Burnley. He's worth a shout.
He's done myself, but obviously he's not going to make
but
it.
But he's, you know, he's playing. I mean, Joe Hart. You look at his history. You can't pick him if he's not playing. I'm sorry. I'm a big believer in that. You can't pick him on reputation alone. It's certain players you can. Don't get me wrong. In the past,
Nick Pope's actually the highest. Burnley is 7th in the league and he's technically the highest England goalkeeper in the league.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these players should be given chances. Without a doubt, a lot of them should be given chances and they're not because of reputation.
Yeah. They play low clubs.
And people, you know, you just have to, otherwise they're not going to get experience, they're not going to get better themselves. So, you know, it's hard to say. I've accepted a long time ago, I know we've got off the Premier League here. I've accepted a long time ago, son, that we're not anywhere near world class. That I am the level of, you know, we're one step above Wales, Ireland, Scotland. You know what I mean? We have to be just very happy to get there and be taking part. Anything extra at this period in time is a bonus.
You basically go there to fill up the numbers.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I'm happy to be there, you know what I mean? Watch us for a few games. You know, if we do well, then fair enough, you get excited and you start, you know, that's what being a fan's about, isn't it? Believing again, isn't it? For, you know, half an hour or whatever, isn't it? But that's, you know, that's what it is. And as soon as the rest of, you know, as soon as the rest of the fans just come out and say, oh, we won this, we won that. Won the World Cup, you know, 50 years ago, mate. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you've won.
You know what I mean? Just be happy to be in these big tournaments and big competitions as now and again.
Just be happy you get to go to Russia this year, and you might get poisoned by Norwegian gas.
So, you know what I mean? It's a bit of excitement, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, great stuff. I was just Stoke really struggling. Everton safe as houses now. And
they deserve to go down Stoke.
Yeah, Everton all big, I think, big end of season, big summer transfer window for Big Sam now.
He wants to stay, doesn't he?
He wants to stay. I think he will stay. Unless, I mean, they're an ambitious club, Everton. They've got money behind them now.
Yeah.
Whether another manager comes available who they think can take them to the next level now. If they can't, Big Sam will stay there. But then you wonder, like, Big Sam, he's never been in that situation where he's had a lot of money to spend. And to go out and get, you know, I know Bolton, he brought in players like Anelka and thing, who, you know, they were players on their ass, and he sort of...
Bolton, Akotcha, fucking Dugarry.
Yeah, they were
players... fucking world-class players.
Well, they were... They were players towards their end of their careers.
They're at the twilight of their careers.
Exactly. Yeah. Come in, he got the best out of them, mate, at that age. A lot of managers couldn't do that with them players at that age. You know, and people like Anelka, he rejuvenated his career back in England again. But you just wonder... Has he got that ability to take a club to the real high? To take him to a really next level.
Yeah.
Has he got the knowledge and the ability to bring in them top players? Obviously not Manchester United, Man City level.
Yeah.
You know, the real world class, but the players who are that level down to real push Everton forward. Has he got the ability to draw them to that football club? That's what you've got to wonder. So it's a big summer for Everton, because if he goes out and buys players that he would have bought if he stayed at Palace, for instance, you know, good players who are just going to do a good job for you, keep you in the Premier League, well, at the moment, Everton, with the money, they want to push on, don't they? So you wonder what's going to happen with Big Sam.
They want to be challenged in the top six.
Exactly. Well, they should be, for the money now. Top seven, top six every season now.
Last season, the money's spent, we're going to spend this summer.
Yeah.
Oh!
So, huge Leicester, Chelsea just starting the FA Cup this year. And Vardy, was it? No, Albrighton. Narrowly wide. But yeah, so that's the thing now. I think it's a big end of the season for Everton, and a big summer transfer window for them. And we'll move on then to the evening, or afternoon, whatever you want to call it, kick-off in the Premier League. Liverpool against Watford. 5-0. Mo Salah, the Egyptian king, with four goals.
Didn't bother him in my squad at the start of the season. Liverpool scum.
You got
it. I don't care how many goals he scored, I'm still not putting them in.
I had him. Right, the season started on a Friday or a Saturday, innit?
Yeah.
Did it start on Friday this season?
Friday night. Yeah, Friday night football, yeah.
I had him in my fucking team. As soon as I made my team, I had him. Until the Friday morning, I changed him. The Friday morning the season started, I took him out for some reason. I don't know why I did it. And I've never been able to afford to get him back in the team.
I can't
afford him. Oh, I'll remember that for all my life, son. The rest of my life. but yeah, four goals from the Egyptian king, who's looks like he's going to bang 30 Premier League goals.
He'll be off to Barcelona next season.
Barcelona or Man City, you call him. He said, he came out and said his game suits English football, didn't he?
You did a hell of a job in Italy.
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. There's no denying the quality player he is. So you just, if Liverpool ambition enough to keep him, you know, who knows what Liverpool can do? We know Liverpool can score goals. Their defence has been better since Van Dijk come in. But, you know, if they knock Man City out of the Champions League, who knows how far they can go in that. If they manage to finish third and second, that shows real belief and confidence that the players can go on to do something better. So you think then, you know, you know, he could be more than willing to stay, even if a big club, maybe not like Barcelona or Real Madrid, because if them play, if them clubs come, the players tend to want to go. But if Man City, for instance, come calling, then maybe he might turn a club like that down to stay with Liverpool.
Well, 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 son. What I just checked on my dream team. I thought I got rid of Lukaku.
You still got him. Still got him in there, son. I still got him. I didn't mean to take rid of him.
Lukaku, Kane and Son up front for me, son.
Oh,
Eriksen in midfield. Oh, he bites for me.
And Bobby Firmino with the other goal for Liverpool. Set up, of course, by Salah. So, cracking game for him. Liverpool are third. Watford, where are they? About 11th now, Wayne? 36 points.
I'm
sure about that.
Watford are 11th with 36 points.
There we go. So, you would think they'd have enough as well, same as Bournemouth, to get another win or, you know, another 4 or 5 points out the rest of the season.
Watford.
So,
who's that Watford manager, Watford?
Xavi Gracia.
Yeah,
yes, 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 yes. But Liverpool showing really attacking intent at home again. And, you know, probably you'd look at them, them and Man City, you know, the most exciting team to watch.
As well. I don't see Brighton going down. They 12th with 34 points.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I mean, there's a lot of teams below them that have to catch them up, isn't there? So, no, I don't think you're right. I think Swansea's still in danger.
Could
I think
potentially, well, the three teams that got promoted.
Yeah,
will all stay up.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the first time it's happened in the Premier League.
Know,
I'm not quite sure.
Brighton,
Huddersfield, and of course it was. Tell me how. Newcastle, of course, Newcastle.
Won
the championship. No, Brighton won the championship.
Newcastle won the championship.
But yeah, I'd say Newcastle safe. Swansea's still in a bit of trouble. I know they've got Man United coming up next. But then after that, I think they've got teams like Southampton, teams around them then, which if they can get a couple of points, I think they'll be safe. Huddersfield is a bit worrying after the defeat to Crystal Palace at home. You know, the way they've been playing this season, you think, right, they'll get a draw out of that, at least at home. So that might be a bit of a worry, but as you said, I think from Huddersfield down, I think, are the teams that are really in it. I think Swansea will pull away.
Pull away.
But we'll call it half time, shall we, Al? In the Premier League review. The banks are calling. Oh, he loves it. Oh, you'll have us all in tears now, sir. Have us all in tears. Do you know Greensleeves? But that's half time with a Premier League review. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, check out V2Football at thefootball.com.
That's, of course, for St. Patrick's Day for yesterday.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day, of course.
Supposed to have had Michael Flatley in today as his guest.
He
drunk himself into a coma last night.
To be expected, yeah. Then. To be expected.
So he's up for a couple of weeks.
But yeah, check out V2Football. As you said, a 72 show back this week. The Football,
but
football League
back
podcast. The V2 Football podcast also back this week. And check out the wrestling podcast, Broken But Glorious.
We did it, son. We did it. We got him to change the name of the Battle Royal.
Did we?
Change.org thing. Of the
Fabulous Moolah.
I've sent that.
Yeah, he retweeted, didn't he?
Everyone retweeted it, signed it.
Changed
it to the Women's WrestleMania Battle Royale.
Is it? Surprised they didn't change it. The Stephanie McMahon Battle Royale. Because, of course, she invented women's wrestling. I don't know if you know that. So. but, yeah, check out that. I mean, the recent one was the their review of Fastlane.
Shit.
The latest WWE pay-per-view, of course, leading up to WrestleMania. Plenty of interviews from the indie scene, both UK and
WrestleMania
America, April, of course, the on there available. When is it? April the 8th.
Yeah. I At the moment, son, I know it's April the 8th, and it's a couple of weeks away, about four, isn't that?
Four weeks away.
But I still got to prepare for my WrestleMania food. What am I having for WrestleMania food, son?
What are you doing, son?
What's my buffet going to be?
Your buffet,
I don't know. Am I going to have some French fries?
Oh!
A little bowl of French fries, I don't know. Am I going to make my own kebab?
Oh, nice.
Tom Kedrick's, but I don't know. Am I going to have my non-cheese sauce?
Yeah, are you? I don't know, dude.
Or should I just say, fuck it all, and actually go out and get a proper kebab?
And deal with it the next day, so.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing, Al, that I should have mentioned this to that show, because I know we're into the football now and whatever. But it occurred to me, Al, when I was washing up, as I wash up sometimes in the week, you know what I mean? I wash my cup and the spoons and whatever.
Yeah.
It occurred to me, Al, sometimes I don't even use a sponge, right? You might call me a dirty bastard, a lot of people do. I just use my fingers.
That's old school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and not being funny, the amount of cups, cutlery, spoons, knives, forks, all this, right? Plates, bowls, that your thumb and fingers just fit in every nook and cranny, son. Why don't someone make a sponge or cleaning thing?
That's a thumb.
The shape of a thumb.
Thumb, yeah. Got a good point there, son.
Yeah, I'll take the dragon's den, son.
Do me a favour, son.
Go on.
Let's still, when you enter in this, let's delete that part off.
Yeah.
And we'll go into business later,
son. Oh,
Thummy sponge.
Thummy sponge. That's a good name, son. Yeah, the thumb sponge. The missus, not the missus, the little one. A couple of years ago, what you got to do with the kids now and again, obviously for Christmas, sooner or later, before they're fucking...
Let them up to the cupboard.
Yeah. Before they're, you know, before they're fucking 16 and leave home, you've got to buy them a magic set. They come off the interview.
Of course.
Of course, Al. Now, Al, I haven't got the time or patience to read through these instructions, Al.
Oh, it's fucking, right? It takes ages, doesn't it?
Right, to set up these magic tricks. It's just not, it doesn't give the effect that you want, yeah. Right? So, you know, we got it for, this is about 3 years ago, and it's been under the bed ever since. Now, her little nephew come round, they come to play, go in the bedroom, tear the fucking house apart. Every toy is on the floor, you know what I mean? Obviously,
well, you
they
clearly see this, and I haven't cleaned up.
No, you can't, you can't do it every time. You just sort of, you just got to accept it sometimes, and yeah. Just leave it there.
Fucking leave it.
But yeah, obviously, they found this magic set then, and it brought it downstairs. I'm finding bits and pieces everywhere. I went for a poo the other day, and went in to grab, I think it was socks. I saw socks on the floor of the little one's room, and so I thought, right, I grab them, take them down. As I fucking do, I turned around, what I step on, I shit myself. It looks like a human thumb, Al, but it wasn't. It was a thumb from the magic set.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I nearly went out the fucking window, son.
Oh. Yeah, it conceals the,
yeah,
the hanky.
That's right. Like, yeah. Oh my god!
Fucking fam!
Shocked of it. Almost worse than when I stood on a slug with bare feet down. Right at the toes is where it went. Don't like it, son. Don't like it. Anyway, should we start the second half, Al?
Yeah.
Get on the FA Cup. Go on. Oh, I put auto-tune on in the edit, son. You're like, son. But of course, FA Cup.
Fiesta.
The FA Cup quarter-final weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Might as well talk about it to fill out the podcast now.
Well,
and,
3 out of 4 matches are all Premier League.
All Premier League ties, of course.
Of course, officially now, only Premier League.
Only Premier League teams in it, exactly. And we'll start with the early one yesterday, of course, was Swansea City against Tottenham Hotspurs at the Liberty Stadium. 3-0. Christian Eriksen with 2, Eric Lamella with the other one. And it was to be expected. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, obviously we live in Swansea, you know a few Swansea fans. There was a lot of excitement, you know what I mean? Their former's picked up in the league. They're in the quarterfinals of the cup.
Fucking daydreamers.
Oh, but the quarterfinals of the cup. Playing at home as well. If they win that, I know I don't like the semi-finals being at Wembley, but if they win that,
fucking hate that.
This is a terrible idea. Ruins the whole occasion.
Don't get me started.
But, you know, one game away from a Wembley semi-final.
Should be at Hillsborough and Villa Park.
Should be, sir.
Yeah.
Should be. but he played a weakened team, didn't he? Everyone's going on about this now. Swansea didn't play his full...
Did
he? Didn't play his full side out. He put a lot of reserves in.
Oh, yeah. Fucking goalkeeper.
Dropped a lot of players. Now, obviously, there's a lot... Also, a lot of fans and a lot of other fans who say, well, look, absolutely must
priority Premier League.
Priorities to stay in the Premier League. Now, that's fair enough. But on the form that they have been, I mean, he didn't put in greatly weakened sides in the other rounds. And you know, they ended up going to replays, you know, I think they've had three replays in a row, didn't they?
Is it three or four?
Yeah, was it? Starting the third round in the Premier League. Third round, fourth round, fifth round. This is quarterfinals. So, yeah, there are three replays in a row. And then he suddenly decides to play a very weakened team, well, in my book, this week, you know, in the quarterfinal. Why didn't he just, you know, chuck all the kids in the third round?
Yeah.
You know, whether you got the replay or, you know, do the same thing in the replay.
How many times you're on TV with their fucking replays?
Well, that's the thing. But then, you know, it's a catch-22 as well, because the FA Cup is the FA Cup. It's a major trophy in this country, in world football. Now, I know it's very hard to get out of the Championship. But they're not rooted, you know. Tell me about it. Ipswich's been there 17 years, son.
Easy to find Atlantis.
It is, son, it is. But they got, you know, you got to think, well.
Is it 17 years since you've been in a Premiership last?
We're the only team in the Championship who hasn't gone up or gone down, son, in that time. The only team. 17, I think it might have been 18 years, is it? What are we on? 2018. 99, 2000, we went up, so 2001, 2002. So 2003, so yeah, about 15, 16 years it is. Everyone else has gone up or down.
Run, didn't
he? Huh?
Lost yesterday,
yeah.
Preston,
Preston? No, Preston was Sunderland, wasn't it?
Bristol City.
That's right. Anyway, back to Swansea. I just think he could have been more ambitious. It's not taking up too much of their fixture lists. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Three more games in the cup.
Yeah.
When they've already played six. And the team has found some rhythm and found some form. You know, sometimes the cup can be a distraction. Sometimes it's great because it gets players in the mood. In the moment, on form.
Yeah.
Playing together, learning the manager's system. The more games they play under him, the more they learn the way he wants to play and adapt to his system. So I just think it's a bit of a cop-out from Swansea. Obviously, the league is absolutely priority, but I think they could have played a better side against Tottenham and given them a real good game. But Tottenham, fantastic. Out of Europe, of course, but going well. Obviously, you'd look at the other teams in it. Manchester United, Leicester, Chelsea as well. You know, bang on, one of the favourites for the cup now.
Mm.
And I think everyone, bar Arsenal fans, would like to see them win something. I know they've won the League Cup, but
Tottenham to win the FA Cup.
You know, and they need it. They need
just
to win
so
trophies.
They can have a chance and Dave FA Cup song.
Oh, gotta be done, sir. Gotta be done. But yeah, you know, they need something. They need to win something with these players. You know, it's just everyone talks about. when Man City had the money, or when Jose first went to Chelsea, they were all like, you know, that first trophy. Once they get that first trophy, they, you know, they're winners. Their mindset changes a little bit in big games or in tense situations. They just need it to push on a little bit further, I think. But bang on, one of the favourites, without a doubt. As we said, they can do it, son. And as we said, Manchester United are through. Beat two teams last night, Saturday night, Brighton and Hove Albion. They had to play. So it wasn't easy for them. Romelu Lukaku. And the manager, Matic, of course, Jose's little bitches. He's fucking... The only two he would have slagged off, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He has been on one all week. And that's a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Because it's usually a sign that he's ready to fuck off, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, with Jose, yeah.
Apparently,
Paris Saint-Germain are sniffing around him.
Are they? Well, he's never managed France, is he? So...
No.
For him to go there and win trophies there. You know, it's a big appeal, but, obviously, money.
That's the thing, he's won trophies in every country he's been in.
Yeah.
Major trophies as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
He hasn't won the Champions League with an English club, has he?
No, no. So as he wants,
he's won it with Inter.
Inter Milan and Porto. He never won it with Madrid. No. But you just think he's managed Real Madrid. Now Manchester United. Look, he's not going to manage Barcelona. So you know, they are however much Man City and money they spend and whatever they win, they're not going to be one of the top three clubs in the world. In true football fans' eyes, they are the top three clubs in world football.
They knew money, innit? They knew money.
They knew money, son. That's what they are exactly, son. Literally knew money. So for him to walk out and, you know, even PSG, I mean, a great history and tradition and a hugely known club around the world. But you wouldn't... If you come up with a list of the top five, not maybe top ten clubs in world football... They may just come in about 9th or 10th.
No, they won't. Because that's what Paris Saint-Germain, before they got invested, they're fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I think the last time they won the league was about... Before they won it, first time they had all the money, I think it was like 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
So I would... Let's roll it off, son.
Top
10 teams in the world that people know.
Right, in any order, right? Any order. So we start with, like I said, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Manchester United, Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.
I think Man United, Liverpool, the only English clubs.
I'd say. Yeah, that's it.
On history, and you know.
Juventus.
Juventus, AC Milan.
AC Milan.
Inter Milan.
Yeah.
Where are we up to? Bayern Munich. What are we up to? Eight there?
Yeah, that's eight fingers.
Eight fingers.
Two more.
I'm trying to think of anyone except Paris Saint-Germain now. You'd probably have to say yes.
Yeah, I would, even though it hurts me to say it.
Well, I think they're on a par. I think they're, you know...
What about Boca Juniors?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we're only saying European clubs at the moment, I mean. If I had to put another Italian in, you might say Napoli. Because they've got huge history.
Huge
tradition of the players they've produced.
There's definitely one German club, would be Munich.
It's got to be Munich, yeah.
France, I can't see any France one. Not even Paris Saint-Germain.
No, if you look at... Growing up, I don't know a lot of history about French football. Growing up, if you said to me, obviously now, because they're so at the forefront, have so much money and investment, and they, they win the league every season because of that. But before that, if you said name a famous French football club, my first instinct would have probably said Marseille,
Monaco, then.
Yeah, and then you might say PSG, it's just...
Lyon, what, fucking 7 years in a row they won the league?
Exactly, yeah, so you just think, why... You know, other than a challenge of winning something in another league, in another country, excuse me, that's the only challenge there. And it's not a challenge. Because it doesn't matter. Fucking Mickey Mouse can manage that and they win the league.
They win the league, yeah.
I mean...
What they want is Champions League. Yeah. Which they won't fucking with.
No, because they won't get that... You know, they...
There's a team of individuals and it's not a team.
No, exactly. I mean, look at the stories.
Prima donna, fucking overpriced players. Who shouldn't be valued at fucking price.
No.
200 million for Neymar.
Well, look at that. The stories all come in the last 2 weeks.
Mbappe, 150 million. They got the same...
Come on now, he had one season. Yeah. One season, that's just madness.
And you're right, Real Madrid apparently going to offer 300 million.
For Neymar?
Neymar, yeah.
Yeah, and the story is that Neymar, he's bored with the league.
Yeah.
He wants more competitive team. And that's exactly what will happen always with him. Same as if a top manager goes there.
So why the fuck does he want to go back to fucking Spain then?
Well, at least, you know, he's not...
You look at Spain and France, it's practically the same.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got two clubs, you know, maybe three with Atletico Madrid. Valencia are getting better, but they're still, you know, they come and go in a few years, and then they go for a few years, don't they? But there's no competition for Paris.
A fucking challenge, Man City, Bush.
Well, you don't know, do
you? Let's see how we fucking course in the Premier League.
Well, exactly. So it's a lot of talk from Jose this week. I mean, there was a big, what was it? That was the news yesterday. A 12 minute press conference where, you know, we went off on one and blah, blah, blah. And you think, rightly so, the players should be told on all this. But then you wonder then, you know, how much is their confidence going to be knocked? Well, it shouldn't be, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, they're grown men. They should be able to take this criticism and build on it.
Can we, for a moment, talk about Paul Pogba?
Paul Pogba?
How fucking atrocious is he?
Well,
do you know what? I think Alex Ferguson was spot on, sound then.
Yeah, well, he went on a free, didn't he?
I don't think he can fucking play in the English league.
He went on a free, and was it a few weeks ago? I think it was Paul Scholes,
yeah.
Who's a mouthy fucker now, he's retired.
He is, isn't he, yeah.
Wouldn't give a press conference when he played, would he?
No, I don't know.
But he said, you know, he was there. The reason he come back out of retirement, Pogba was there at the moment, but he said, you know, you'd watch him in reserves or under-21s, whatever it was back then. And he said he clearly was not good, however much he felt he was, he yeah. was not good enough to step up to the first team. And obviously, he got his back up and fucked off, didn't he, to obviously Juventus, and done well out there, fantastic. I still think he's a top-draw player. He's not, you know, he's not worth whatever they paid for him, you know.
It's 90 million. 89 million, something like.
He's not worth, I think he's a real good, I mean, at the time, I think we said, you know, if they're buying a French midfielder, who they want to be that battle-hardened player in the middle, Matuidi, we said, Cheryl's brother,
sir.
We said, that's the boy they need to go and get. Not Pogba, but because of the Pogba, the name, the reputation, the following is gathered.
He's actually at Juve, isn't he?
Who's that? Matuidi.
There's Matuidi.
I think so. But it's a case, if you look, all the players, you know, Sanchez hasn't done nothing because of the style of football he's playing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, well, all the pundits are coming out and saying now, look, you know, if you're an attacking player and you want to play attacking football, you go to Man City.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a defensive player, you know, you go to Man United. And obviously people like Sanchez, Pogba, you know, he's an attacking player. But they don't play that football. You know, at another club, I think you could flourish. But it'll always be stifled there, like most of the players there are. You know, it's not, I just don't understand, there's so much... So much attacking players there, and talent there. They should be fucking, you know, they should be exactly like Man City, winning 3-4-0 a lot of games. I think he struggles. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think he struggles.
Like against Seville the other day, he's like,
yeah,
he's like non-existent.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that's the thing. You know, don't get me wrong. I thought they were very, you know, terrible. I thought.
Yeah, they should.
But I think people also need to realise just how good Seville are. Or Seville are.
Yeah,
People are saying, oh, they, you know, they should have steamrolled them. These are
a good
even
team
Jose
Seville,
said
yeah.
These are a cup team. These are a knockout team.
Yeah,
look at you know, they won a Europa League three years in a row.
Yeah,
the Spanish Cup. It's a good fucking side, like solid side. They know how to play. They've set up.
Well, the fucking Barra lost in the Europa League. So.
There we are. See, that shows how good they are.
In the final, we just find out in the final.
Shows how good they are, doesn't it? But like I said, people just expecting Man United to steamroll with them because they don't see him every week.
I think, as you said, as people say, oh, Seville, they play in the Spanish league.
Hugely disrespectful, that is.
They are actually a really good team.
Oh, Seville. Absolutely, yeah.
Really good team. Solid team.
Yeah.
Who was it? Vincello? Mantello.
Aye.
Vinciano Mantello?
Mantello, yeah.
Started the season with Milan, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fucking win the game, lost the
threshold,
got sacked.
Yeah.
Went to Seville.
It's just, you know, but yeah, I think it's just disrespectful a lot of people to just say they should have went there and steamrolled Seville because such a good team, solid team.
That's uneducated people of football, that is. You look back, you lost 5 years of Europa League, who's won it?
Yeah.
Most. Seville.
Exactly. But yeah, like I say, I think Pogba, you know, he's just. Because of the price tag, he's expected to go and win games on his own, which is unfair of him. You know, he didn't say, you know, you need to pay this much for me. You know, they paid the men. They wanted him. They paid whatever much.
So he did.
It was Mourinho, wasn't it?
It was Mourinho. It was suicide, was it?
I think so. Yeah, it's one of them anyway.
You think Mourinho will be there next season?
Yeah, I think he will.
I hope so. I hope he will.
He's obviously going to need money. He wants to bring in his own players. That's why he's having these rants, basically, because he wants the board to back him even more and bring in more players. Obviously, they'll have to get rid of a lot of players. You know, he just wins things. It's as simple as that. You know, at the end of the day, you can look at it and say, look, they're still in the FA Cup. in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. So if they go and win that this season,
yeah.
In the two seasons they've been there, they've won the Europa League, the League Cup, and the FA Cup.
Yeah.
That's three, you know, it's a European competition, right? It's not the Champions League. It's still a lot of fucking hard teams in that. A lot of, you know, it takes a thing to win
it's
that.
A fucking hell of a tournament.
FA Cup, still, you know, obviously you've got the Premier League, the FA Cup in England. The League Cup is obviously not as high profile as the FA Cup, but it's still, you know, still a trophy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You've got to win it.
European base, you know, as well.
Exactly. You've still got to win it. You've still got to go against other Premier League sides and win that trophy. So in two seasons, he's won three, you know, biggest trophies for that club.
Even though we said we backed Tottenham to win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I think it's Man United.
I think Man United will
win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
But obviously, we both want Tottenham to.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, if it ends up...
But I think it'll be Man United, because at the end of it's Tottenham, Man United... Southampton, because we haven't got on to them here, but spoiler alert, Southampton.
And obviously Leicester, Chelsea. So you think, you know, even if it was Man U and Tottenham in the final, you think, you know, at the end of... Well, if it was Man U against anyone in the final, you'd back Man U purely because of Mourinho. You know, you can look at the football they played all season. Well, Man U played the worst football of the season. Whatever they may well do, but they're second in the league.
Yeah.
They're in a cup final. He just knows how to get results now, you know, in a lot of big games. Fair enough, it didn't happen in the Champions League. But you'd back him in any final.
I think it will next season. I think they'll get better next season.
Absolutely,
Then he'll bring in the players he wants.
Yeah.
Get rid of the fucking driftwood.
Yeah. So, but we'll see what happens. I think he'll be there. I think he will. Absolutely. But yeah, so Brighton a bit disappointing, but all there. Much like Swansea, all their eggs have to go in the Premier League basket now, really, don't they?
Had a good season. Hell of a season.
Oh, absolutely. So, we'll move on, of course, to today's game quickly then. And Wigan Athletic, the giant killers of this year's FA Cup.
Could not kill the Southampton.
Could not. No, exactly. Couldn't put up the fuse
of
Mark Hughes' first season.
Oh, was his first game, was it?
I think he was in charge, wasn't he?
Have a look, no.
Or was he
in charge?
Was he not? Was he not, maybe? Must have been, he was appointed, you know, 3 days ago, wasn't he?
Does not see?
Well, who knows that? Anyway, Frimpy is taking over a club who were in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. Anyway, so obviously they were expected to win. Wigan, I mean, a lot of people are coming out and saying Wigan are the favourites for this. Because of Southampton and obviously their form, and then Wigan knocking out Man City in the last round.
That's the last round, though, isn't it? That's fucking
exactly at the end of the day.
What happens on that day?
At the end of the day, they're a League One side playing a Premier League side. Whether it's a struggling team like Southampton or not, it's still a big. It's going to take a big effort to knock out a Premier League side when you're in a League One, whether they're top of it or not. But
it's too windy as well, isn't it, up there in Wigan? Because of fucking snow and the winds, they couldn't fucking
Lightwell son, they couldn't get him lit.
Couldn't get him going. No, you want a fucking zipper like that.
Couldn't get him on
windproof one, can't even get him.
The firelight is on him now. But he'll be Jürg, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Cedric Suarez for Southampton. Wigan did play the better football, don't get me wrong.
You watched the D, sir?
I see a good bit of it. I mean, how they didn't score, I don't know.
I was too busy winning the FA Cup.
On the FIFA. They had a good few chances. They should have scored, but Southampton ultimately is, you know, it's what a Premier League side do. They learn to hang on, and they learn to take, you know, that's why they're Premier League, because when they get a chance, they'll take their chance. Whereas a club like Wigan, you know, against a big side like that, you know, they did it against Man City. They got their chance, and they took it, and they knocked them out.
Mm.
You know, if they took their chances today before Southampton scored, who knows what it could have been. Very embarrassing for Southampton. But the Saints go marching on as they sing along down the dell. Sparky has lit a fuse under the...
Should have fucking... That's the thing, see?
It's an electric pan, that is.
Should have lit it under Will.
Should have lit it under Will, so he should have lit it.
Stand still there, boy. I'll lit you up now.
Stop moving, Greg.
Take your... British gas have it when they click the fingers. That's
fucking it. Bob Hoskins. Yeah. Was it?
Bob Hoskins got better. No longer worse.
That's the FA Cup.
Now, Leicester and Chelsea, who do you think? Who are you tipping?
Leicester at home at Filbert Street. Chelsea's current form, you'd say Leicester, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I fancy, I'm back in Leicester doing it, actually.
Excuse me, pardon me. Windy pops there. But, you know, currently a bit of snow coming down there.
Yeah, it's bad yesterday, but I think, in the Midlands.
I mean, we know Claude Puel, he's really got the Leicester side very solid, very compact, don't concede many. Chelsea with Conte again, they're not hugely, hugely adventurous going forward sometimes. He likes to play compact as well.
He's so you think end of season?
I think so, it looks like, doesn't it?
Apparently, rumours the other day, Hazard's going to go as well.
Well, you looked at him, I mean, they lost to Barcelona. Mm. They didn't play badly. They played very well against Barcelona.
I did try to watch it.
Yeah.
But Robbie Savage is on
commentary. Oh. He's watching sound down, sir.
Oh, my God. A VT Sports.
Oh, he's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
If I were him, or fucking Glenn Hoddle.
Oh, Al, don't even get me started. Jesus, because then they wheel out Chris Sutton then.
Yes.
Oh.
Is something. Is he not right in yet?
No, he's not, son.
Fuck
he's not.
Does he think he's the greatest footballer in the world? Yeah. He knows fucking everything. Oh,
I can't stand
him. Scottish football, he's right having an argument with Coisty.
Oh, I can't stand him, son. I cannot stand him. But,
Jesus, he's a prick.
You're right, son. You're spot on there, son. God. Absolutely. But they didn't play well. But again, at the highest level, you know.
Oh, here we go. Vardy's off.
Vardy's off. Oh, away.
Willie Caballero.
Go on, Willie, run, son.
Chelsea's Willie's all over the place.
He's come out of the box. A fun old day with that, sir.
Willie's playing with his balls.
Oh, Willie blowing hard then, you see it? Anyway. what are we talking about? Oh, yeah. I guess, like I said, at the top level, they were playing a team like Barcelona with Messi at the end of the day. They got their chance and they took it. Barcelona. And Chelsea didn't play badly at all, especially the first half. They had chances. Hazard, you know, he's gliding past some of the Barcelona players. And you looked at it and thought, if he went to Real Madrid, he would tear that Spanish league apart. Like. Yeah. It looks like he's going to go. But as I was saying, they're both tight defensive units. You know, Leicester still obviously with Vardy up front, like to play that counter-attack in long ball. Get it forward quickly to him for their chances.
Quicker than a hiccup.
So, if either side, you'd say 1-0 either way.
Yeah, nip it, just
one. You wouldn't say, I mean, you know, maybe the start of the season or the end of last season or, you know, last couple of years for Leicester, you might have said, oh, there'd be a few goals in this.
Yeah.
But the way Claude Puel has got them now set up and playing, you think, well, 1-0 either way, might take it. And like I said, I'll edge Leicester purely because they're home. Chelsea may have that European hangover, you might do, you know what I mean? Too much of Ranji Boom on a plane.
Ranji Boom.
<It means. laughs> Oh, it's a touch. That's a right touch.
back of your going, tried this.
But yeah, so there we are. We'll see what happens this year.
Fucking hell, John Terry, what are you doing on the plane?
We didn't win, John.
We didn't win. Oh, don't you know, fucking win Spanish thing.
Take his fucking... Kick off.
Don't play for us, John.
But that's full time on the FA Cup review. And there we are, ladies and gentlemen. We've bored you with. Oh, it's still going. What do you like? Bit of a witch done the ash and arm.
I say, hey boy, say a dream. Mommy always wants to come from the sea. Don't be shy, straight up and die, get down from the tree. I'll say, sky. Yeah, I know my bewitched son.
Oh, what? Knocked it up.
Hey.
I'm a wolf today.
I'm a puff. I'll blow you away.
Say you will. Anyway, I'll.
Oh, fight like my daddy.
Fight like your dad. Anyway, yes, we've bored you enough this week, ladies and gentlemen. We've worked hard, so we'll have a week off next week.
Ooh, no, we've got Easter.
International. Oh, we have 2 weeks off.
Easter. Maybe we can do
Bank Holiday special, son.
Bank Holiday special. Oh, Easter Monday.
Oh, there we are, son. That's a good idea.
Or we can. No, oh, no, we won't be able to do it nailing day, will we? Because it would be before the football.
Yeah, you can't do nailing day, son.
Can't do nailing day.
So, yeah, we'll see. It's Bank Holiday then, huh?
Bank Holiday Monday.
Bank Holiday will do it, son. Must be extra games there as well, won't it?
Yeah.
They do an extra one.
Remember when the playoff finals used to be Bank Holidays?
Yeah, in the May Bank Holiday,
yeah, wasn't it? Fucking love that.
One a week now as well, isn't it? Used to be the Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah.
One a week.
It's fucking stupid.
Fucking crap.
They fucking change things.
What's the point
now? In my day, it was better.
Better. It was better than our day, son. But yes, so we'll see you in a couple of weeks, I suppose, ladies and gentlemen.
Easter Monday.
Easter Monday. There we go. So in the meantime, have a good couple of weeks.
And be lucky.